My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Monte out, not feeling so well today. That's okay. Sam Lubman stepped in. We got the boss behind the glass. And shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call into the roast, and believe me, I want you to, you better bring it. Because if you don't, you will get flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. So look, it was a great football weekend. I want to reset this thing, okay? It was a great football weekend. Niners win on Thursday night. Huge. They go up to Lumen Field. Rookies balling out. Brock Purdy looked great. Nick Bosa looked great. Deebo Samuel reminded you who he was. George Kittle, best tight end in 49er history. Feels like it. Rookies flashing everywhere. Mustafa makes a pick. Renardo Green makes a pick. Garendo with big runs. Everything's feeling good for the Niners. They're atop the NFC West. They're 3-3. Is the season perfect? Far from it. But they're back on track. They got the Chiefs this weekend. You look around the NFC. Yeah, the North feels very deep. NFC West, not so much. The East, you got the Commanders at the top.
Got the Commanders with a bunch of question marks.
In the South. Okay, Falcons, we will see. Saints, I don't know. It feels like they're going to go with the young guy. I'm going to put them to the side.
Spence Rattler.
Tampa Bay, I fear them. I think they're legit.
They might be a problem.
All right. But the Niners can get one of the signature wins of the NFL season this Sunday. Psychologically, they need it. It's the Chiefs. It's Mahomes. It's Andy Reid. They're coming off a bye. They're 28-3 off of a bye. Andy Reid, that is, in his career. 28-3. The Niners need this game. Does it mean anything for the playoffs? No. It sure helps their playoff chances. Does it mean anything for if they meet again in the Super Bowl? No. But gosh dang it, I need this game.
For the mentals, you need this game. Both fan base and team. Like, we need to see film of a 49ers team beating a Chiefs team with Patrick Mahomes. Because the Chiefs, not just the Super Bowl, Shasky, the Chiefs have just been the architect of the 49ers' misery during the Kyle Shanahan era. I'm not just talking about those two Super Bowls, but there's, you know, the win a couple of years ago they had here when they came here with when Jimmy G was still the quarterback. I believe it was McCaffrey's first home game, and the Chiefs just basically bodied the 49ers and showed them what a big boy football team looks like. Go back to the previous time the Niners played the Chiefs in the regular season at Arrowhead. That was the Jimmy G ACL game, where Jimmy G blew out his ACL, and that set up the Niners for a 4-12 season that landed them Nick Bosa. Like, then you got, again, the passing over him in the draft. Literally, everything about the Kansas City Chiefs for this 49ers team under Kyle Shanahan has been boogeyman, has been misery. They have been the kryptonite to the 49ers Superman.
All right. And so I'm looking at Mahomes, who joins the guy who's going to join our show. Carrington Harrison's going to join us at 8:30. He does the drive on 96.5, the Fan in Kansas City. He gets to talk to Mahomes every week. I'm going to bet this guy that the Niners are going to win the game. And if they win this game, he has to ask Patrick Mahomes to do a rejoiner for the morning roast.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
You know, hi, I'm Patrick Mahomes, and you're listening to Monte and Shasky on the morning roast.
Except it's going to sound more like Kermit the Frog.
Exactly. And if we lose and the Chiefs win, we're going to ask Jerry Rice to do one for them.
Jerry would love that. But Niners, Niners need to win because I don't want to ask Jerry to do that.
I hear you. I want to ask Niner fans. I want to put together a montage for Kansas City to play to Mahomes. Niner fans, this is your chance for us to take your call and your soundbite and send it to Patrick Mahomes and play it for him on air. What do you want to tell him? 888-957-9570. I got LeBron. I got Mahomes. Favre. There's a million guys we could throw at the top of the list. Jimmy Johnson, most hated players in Bay Area sports history. You have your chance to have your call played for Patrick Mahomes. Get in here. Tell him what you want to tell him. Are we coming for him? Is he lucky? Is he fluky? Do you hate his guts? Why do you hate his guts? Tell him.
Send those warning shots, Niner fans. We want to hear from you. Let's get under this guy's skin. You know, let's send some stuff his way that's going to really make him think a little bit more about walking into Levi Stadium this Sunday.
Are you sick of him whining to the referees? Are you sick of him crying? Are you sick of his brother doing TikTok videos? What is
it? Oh my God, we haven't gotten into that. Jackson or oh my God, his wife too. Both of them just can be so insufferable off the field. Like, ugh, so unfun to watch with those two.
I feel like this game is such a big one for the psyche of Niner fans and for that team. The soul of that team took some hits the last couple months. I think losing CMC, you lose the veil of almost vulnerability. Like, you're completely vulnerable now that you don't have CMC. It just feels that way. And then, you know, having the holdouts and things play out so publicly and the coach and some of the stuff that happened in overtime last year, like, they need this win to mouthwash out the terrible taste that's in their mouth from these Super Bowl losses.
I think that's, to your point, Chess, I think that's the best way to look at it. It's not going to fix any of the Super Bowls, not going to undo anything that happened in the past, but it will at minimum reset the taste you have for this team and at least just show that it is possible. The Niners do have the ability to beat the Chiefs because, yeah, I think if you do, I look at it like last year when you talk about that Eagles game, when they beat the Eagles there, it felt like afterwards, like, I don't think there's a team out there that could beat this team right now, because the Eagles were the one team last year in the year prior that basically just beat the Niners. I mean, you could say again, it was because Brock Purdy's elbow was injured in that game, but it felt like that was the one the Niners let get away. And by rectifying that, they kind of undid that loss, and that kind of like cleared the path for them to truly go to the Super Bowl. Like, we were talking, you know, Operation Vegas last year, but for the most part, most of last season was Operation, let's get some revenge on the Eagles. Once we did that, once we saw the Niners accomplish that mission, like Operation get to the Super Bowl, it felt even more real.
Do you hate Kelce as much as you hate Mahomes?
I kind of like Kelce a little bit more than Mahomes. Because it's just, well, for Kelce, just, I'll be honest, when you go out and you start doing the get your vaccine shots commercials, like, I respect that. When you're starting to do something, when you're putting good out there like that with a public service announcement of that level and knowing the amount of heat he probably got from his own fan base for doing so, like, yeah, I have a little bit more respect for Travis Kelce than Patrick Mahomes. And no, I'll be honest, the Taylor Swift factor matters too.
What, you like Taylor?
I'm a Swiftie, I'll admit it. You know, and I'll be honest, the fact that Taylor's with Travis, that gives him some points in my book, but not enough to really, you know, swing the needle in one way or the other.
He's an awesome player.
Oh, he's great.
Probably one of the greatest receiving tight ends of all time.
He revolutionized the position.
He is one of the greatest. But I can't stand him either.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand him either. And it's the fact that he doesn't even run precise routes. He just gets open all day, every day. He's such a great ball player.
He got that behind-the-back pass from Mahomes in the preseason. I saw that, I was just like, you guys could just get all the way out of here with that schoolyard nonsense.
There's
like
a Showtime Laker feel to themselves.
They're stunting on the league. That's what they're doing when they do stuff like that. They're stunting on the league. It's just, like we say, it's a game. It is literally just a kid's game for them. They are out there just playing recess. And it's just like, I want my favorite football team to play recess during games, but that's what the Chiefs are doing.
But the Niners were almost flawless last year. They were awesome. They scored 30 points a game. This year, do you know in the NFL this year, 28-2 is the record. If you score 30 points in the NFL this year, you're 28-2. 28-2.
And that's what I think. It just adds to the frustration. The Niners literally threw probably the best punch they could have possibly thrown. I mean, they literally had him till the last play. If Mahomes slightly overthrows that ball, we're a totally different offseason. And I'm talking about the one at the end of the Super Bowl. Because I'm pretty sure like that would have been it. Like, I don't think it goes into extra overtime after that. I didn't know the rules. No one knew the rules except for, you know, the Chiefs, which is just adds to the frustration there. If the Niners at least knew the rules of overtime, I feel like we're talking about this a little bit differently. But that's what I think pisses us off the most is if you want to come back, Shasky, you can make the argument that, in a sense, the Niners kind of beat themselves a little bit more than the Chiefs beat them. And just some of the unforced errors that were made in those two Super Bowls. The clock management in the first one, the overtime rules in the second one, losing Dre Greenlaw. Like, there's so many things that the Chiefs did not do that the Niners just kind of did to themselves that kind of doomed them. So if you want to take away some of that shine from the Chiefs Super Bowl, it's like they needed help to make that happen. A lot of help.
It's just funny because, like, when it was the Cowboys and they had the Niners number, there was a disdain that would permeate through the airwaves in this market. And I remember it. I remember Pete Franklin taking calls. I can't stand Big D, Big Dallas. Like, the whole, just there was this whole aura of hatred toward the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, there's an extra level of arrogance, too, when you call yourself America's team for so long. And I think that started from the 70s too, with those Staubach Cowboys and Tom Landry, and what they did, that little, like, you know, squat thing or whatever when they got into the stands, the offensive line did. And there's just like a showiness that they tried to put out there that just added to it. It's like there's an extra level of arrogance that comes from the Cowboys and calling themselves America's team. We open up our stadium so God could watch. Like, that's a level of gross arrogance that I just don't think you're really seeing from the Chiefs. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on that one. But
no, I mean,
you look at the differences. I just,
there were generations of Niner fans that hated the Cowboys because of the 70s and because of the 80s, the early 80s, and then the 90s. So you had multiple generations. This Chiefs thing is relatively new. But, I mean, God, this guy is such a thorn in our side. And this team, and the way that they play football, it's, I hate them. And I can't believe, I honest to God cannot believe, I'm flabbergasted. Nobody is willing to call in and talk smack to the Chiefs. It's basically like, well, they beat us.
Well, I mean, let's be honest, Chesky. If a Cavs fan tried to talk smack to you after, you know, that fourth finals appearance, how would you have responded to them?
Well, they said for after the first year, Kevin Love was hurt and Kyrie got hurt. And that's all we heard. Mm-hmm. Oh, your championship doesn't matter.
Excuses.
What about Dre Greenlaw? And I'm not saying that I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm just saying, like, the Niners could not have played any worse. CMC had a very subpar game. Fumbled. Okay, Kittle was almost non-existent. Debo was non-existent. They were both banged up. You saw the receiver, Doc, beyond belief. You lost the heartbeat of the defense in Dre Greenlaw. And you had an extra point missed, and then you freaking muffed a punt. Like,
unforced errors. That's what, I mean,
any one of those things goes the other
way.
The
Chiefs simply played. The Chiefs were not outstanding in that game. They were not their, you know, super dazzling selves that we usually see week to week. You know, honestly, I thought the Super Bowl they played against the Eagles, they looked much better than the Super Bowl we saw. The problem was Niners, they stubbed their own toe too many times. And the Chiefs played, they didn't play a stellar game, but they played for the most part a mistake-free game. I mean, the biggest mistake that was made was probably the interception Mahomes threw, but
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, I don't think the Niners even capitalized on that. Like, that's what it comes to. That's why it's so hard, I think, to come back on this. Like, it's so hard to talk smack when you're on the ground, basically. Like, imagine someone knocks you out and you're on the ground and you're still talking smack to them while you're on the ground. Blood's point. Coming out of your nose. And it's just like, look, you're on the ground talking smack. I'm standing over you looking down at your sorry ass. Like, it gets to a point where, and this is what I think is the hardest thing to do in sports as a fan, and there's no how-to book on how to handle this. There really isn't. Sometimes the worst place to be in as a sports fan is in that you just have to take it.
So here's when we lost a 3-1 lead, the Warriors to the Cavs, it felt self-inflicted because of the Draymond suspension.
Yes.
It did. It felt, even though there were injuries and Iggy's back and Bogut and like
Draymond is on the court instead of in the box at the Coliseum for Game 5, the Warriors are partying long into that party still might be going.
And I look at this last Super Bowl that the Niners were in, because of the overtime stuff, it felt very self-inflicted.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's hard to swallow.
It's hard. I mean, honestly, you could look the last few most heartbreaking championships here in the Bay Area that we've seen lost. I mean, there is a lot of self-inflicted wounds there. I mean,
but when you lost to the Raptors, you just got hurt.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you weren't good enough.
I'll say this. I think it's easier to kind of use the whole injuries thing because you had your second best player or first best player, depending where you are in the KD Steph debate, blow his Achilles out in Game 5, and KD was balling in those first 10 minutes of that Game 5. Like, if he stays healthy, like, that series is over in 6 games. Then you go to Game 6, Klay putting on one of the all-time performances, then he tears his ACL. If that does not happen, the Warriors win Game 6. I feel like the Warriors with the OG Big 3, they roll into Toronto and they come away with a Game 7 victory. Like, even without Klay, they almost forced Game 7. Like, you could
only have
didn't
mock you after. Toronto didn't just mock you on their airwaves after saying, like,
no.
Like, your coach didn't know the rules. Mm-mm. That's the part that's hard to justify.
Did we mock the Cavs on our airwaves after the third title in 4 years?
No, we were just thrilled we won.
Maybe we're just too good a sports about it? Did we just miss our opportunity there to gloat and talk that ish afterwards?
I don't know.
Like, are the Chiefs simply just, are they just taking advantage of a moment? If the Niners had beaten the Chiefs last year in the Super Bowl, I mean, we're probably running a ha-ha-ha promo this week, so.
If the Niners would have beaten the Chiefs in last year's Super Bowl, we would all be so happy. And they could lose the next 5 years in a row, and we would be happy. This has been 30 years of... They've been to 7 championship games in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Literally participated in almost 50% of the NFC championship games. I mean, come on. All right, let's go out to some of the lines here. We got Vincent in Columbus. He's got a good comparison for me on Mahomes. Let's hear it. Vince, step right up. 888-957-9570. Get in here. The guy who's coming on with us on the River Islands guest line talks to Mahomes every single week. And I want to hear from people on Mahomes because I want to ask Mahomes something. I don't know what it is. So let's go out to Vincent in Columbus. What's up, Vincent?
Hey, guys. I had a comparison. I know you talked about how, like, they're kind of like the Bengals were to the Niners. I was thinking, too, I think the Niners are kind of like what the Jazz were to the Bulls in the 90s in the sense that they have Hall of Fame players, but they can't get a ring because they're going against Jordan and the Bulls, and that's what Mahomes and the Chiefs are now.
Such a great call. I mean, think about, like, Malone and Stockton is one of the greatest combinations of all time, and 20 years removed, does anyone bring that up as a duo? It used to be.
You get forgotten.
The mailman? I mean, is that one of the great nicknames of all time?
That is a good one.
The mailman? I mean, come on. Because he's always on time and delivering?
Mm-hmm. But that's the problem. When you are a good, living in the time of the greats, I mean, how many great careers in the NBA in the 90s got lost to the greatness of Michael Jordan? How many great careers in the NBA just in the last 15 years have been lost to the greatness of LeBron James, Steph Curry? That is the shadow that Patrick Mahomes is casting over the NFL right now. Like, we have one of the great Niner teams, you know, the great Niner runs in this proud organization's history under Kyle Shanahan. And when I bring it up, it's the eclipse that is Patrick Mahomes overshadowing all of it. And it's just, it's so frustrating because you have so much greatness on this Niners team. But like you said, Shasky, it just poof.
This is what it's like to be a Rockets fan during the Harden era going up against Steph and the Warriors.
What do you think Rockets
That's
fan?
What it feels
what
like.
Do you think, like.
We're regular season champs, but we can't win in the big one. Let's go out to Jim in San Francisco.
Great combo.
Jim, step right up, man. What you got on Mahomes?
Good morning, gentlemen. Love your show. I've been a long-time listener. My question for Mahomes, will he be debuting his new jersey this Sunday? The zebra jersey.
I'm pretty sure he wears that underneath his Chiefs jersey. So I think he's already wearing that. Yeah, he's got some sort of deal in there, right?
The zebra jersey. You know the referee?
I know what jersey you're talking about.
I do, Jim. Yeah. I do. That's all you want me to ask him?
No, that's all I'm going to ask him. I just want to say I'm a longtime Niner faithful since 81, the first Super Bowl. And these past two Super Bowls have been heartbreaking, but it hasn't been totally on the Niners. They've gotten a lot of help.
I know.
The Chiefs have gotten a lot of help.
Yeah, but isn't it hard? Jim, he got cut off there. It's just... I feel like a loser bringing up all the help from the refs. Like, I think that feels loserish.
It is. That's because it is
such
loserish.
A loser talk.
It really is. Like,
isn't it?
Shasky, here's a
thing. That's how low we are.
You just brought up the Rockets. Shasky, remember when they had that audit of Game 7
of
all the
minutes? That's what I feel like. Like, that's showing highlights of freaking Nick Bosa getting held by Schwartz in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, like if a Rockets fan came up to me with that audit, oh, here's all the calls they missed and why the Rockets should have left. I'm not even looking at it. I'm laughing at it. I'm laughing at what a loser you are to bring something so stupid and ill-conceived up to me and try to use that to justify why you suck. You weren't good enough. Like, that's unfortunately where we're in.
No, we were good enough. We didn't execute. We didn't execute. And a part of it is we didn't know the rules. Like, I hate to just...
That's the other... If the Niners at least knew the rules of overtime and the Niners still lost, yeah, that takes away some of the sting. It's what frustrates them. Maybe if you want to come back, it's this. If the Niners play a complete game, oh, you better watch out. Because the Niners have not played a complete game against the Chiefs yet. They have not. So if the Niners play a complete game, a complete 60 minutes this weekend... You're looking at maybe a different result.
They've won a zillion games without playing a complete game. Let's go out to George and Los Santos.
But how many of those games were against the Chiefs?
None!
Exactly.
But the Chiefs didn't have a great game.
You have to play a great game against the Chiefs. You have to be perfect against them. They are that level, Shasky. You have to elevate your game.
Did Cincinnati play a perfect game when they beat them in the AFC Championship game? I didn't think so. Well, it's a couple of plays. We're talking about a couple of plays.
If you're hoping for a bad day for Mahomes, you're probably going to have a bad time. Like, that can't be part of your strategy.
Part
of your strategy
great.
Is, man, I hope that guy just doesn't have it today. You're already screwed.
It just feels like they have in the game, we have so many great players, yet they have the best player on defense, Chris Jones, who always steps up in the most critical times, and then the best player on offense in Mahomes. And it's just like, it's like the double trump card. All right, let's go to George in Los Altos. George, step right up. What do you got, man?
Hey, fellas, you know, I'm as heartbroken as everyone on the way we lost that game last year in the Super Bowl. And frankly, I thought we were the better team. But the whole thing about sending a message to Mahomes this year and we're going to this, and don't poke a bear. I mean, don't do that. All right. First of all. Secondly, as much as I would love to hate the guy, I can't hate him. I mean, if you look at the series on quarterback and you just see the type of person he is, he's not a showboat. He's not a pain in the you-know-what. He's an incredible talent. And I just cannot bring myself to badmouth the guy. So let's just go out there and beat him fair and square this year. And this is a huge game. I don't care psychological and blah, blah. No, this is huge. Huge.
I agree.
Because we're 3-3 now. We're first in the division. If we can beat the defending Super Bowl champions, we are on our way this year.
Yeah.
Okay? That's all I got to say.
Great call. And the 510 agrees with you. We talk bad about Philly all the time. They beat us in the playoffs. Then we went out and we beat them in the regular season. This is on the Xfinity business text line. And then we sent them into a tailspin. We could do the exact same thing to the Chiefs. Let's go Niners from the 510. Rainforest in Oakland. 415 text. They have MJ. We have to be near perfect to win. Can't miss extra points and have punts hit our legs. Can't screw it up.
Gotta be exact. I agree with what was it called? The rainforest? What? Like, I agree with that take. I mean, you gotta be buttoned up when you're against the best. You really do. You can't allow any sort of avenue for the Chiefs to find a crack in your armor and exploit that. Because we know how good they are at doing that. They will find it. They will exploit it. They will rip it to shreds and they will make you regret it.
I hate this team so much.
The
fact that our sister station is running promos.
You were one an NFL coach who wears a flat-brimmed hat and then went limp.
That was it?
You just gonna play that part?
I think there's some blue chew for that.
That's true.
Oh my God!
I mean, that I just hear the open. The first, you don't even need to play any of the words. Just hearing that open of that promo is enough to get you irritated. The fact that those people out there in Kansas City that I don't even think they have internet out in Kansas City—that's how remote and podunk it is.
What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? They don't have internet. Of course they have internet.
Middle, like little town in the middle of nowhere. It's a cow town out there in Kansas City. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Like, that's where we're at. Some, like, little podunk town in the middle of America has all this ownage that the Niners should be having.
This is the game, and I'm going to say it right now, Monday. Just mark my words. Everyone's going to point to all these people. This is the game. This is the game on the schedule for Nick Bosa.
Oh,
there's
absolutely.
There's no other person on this Niner team. You could tell me all these other guys run flat. There's not a way in hell the Niners win this game without an iconic Nick Bosa performance. There's no other way. We've got Carrington Harrison. He's an afternoon host at our sister station in Kansas City, 96 The Fan, and he's going to join us next. And I'm telling you right now, Lubman, he talks to Mahomes every single week. I am going to tell him that I want to make a bet, and here's the bet. And I'm going to say it to you, and I hope he goes in on it. We're going to try to get, if they win, I'll try to get Jerry Rice to do a promo or some sort of a rejoiner, which is like, hey, you're listening to Turtle Pie in Oakland, and these are my boys, Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game. You guys know the ones that we ask all of our callers to do. I'm going to get Jerry Rice to do one for him if they win. But if we win, I want Mahomes to do one for us. What do you guys think?
I like it. I really hope the Niners win, because I really do not want to have to ask Jerry Rice to do that, because I do not think he would take kindly to having to do that. He'll probably do it, but he'll be irritated.
They have one receiver. One receiver. They have a backup running back who was on the streets. There is no excuses to lose this game. They're missing their top dog, Rashee Rice, who was killing it this year. Mm-hmm. It's probably a terrible analogy. He was crushing it this year. And they lost Pacheco, who's out. They got Hunt, who was on a milk carton. I'm telling you right, they have to win this game. This is a huge game for the 49ers. And you win this game, you send a shot across the bow to the entire league, specifically the NFC. Hey, the NFC North, yeah, we lost to the Vikings. We're coming. We are coming, and we get to play these other guys in the North at some point. Detroit, Green Bay, and Chicago. Hey, NFC South, we're coming. Tampa Bay, we are for real. We have a ferocious D-line that can get after you. This is the game, and that's what's coming up. Right now, Carrington Harrison, afternoon host at the station in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan. He joins us next, and that's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.